I knew it! Stan shouted gleefully. Ern! Ern! Guess who Neville is, Ern? He's Harry Potter! I can see his scar! Yes, said Fudge testily. Well, I'm very glad the night bus picked Harry up, but he and I need to step inside the leaky cauldron now. Fudge increased the pressure on Harry's shoulder, and Harry found himself being steered inside the pub. A stooping figure bearing a lantern appeared through the door behind the bar. It was Tom, the wizened, toothless landlord.
"You've got him, Minister," said Tom. "Will you be wanting anything? Beer? Brandy?"
"Perhaps a pot of tea," said Fudge, who still hadn't let go of Harry. There was a loud scraping and puffing from behind them, and Stan and Ern appeared, carrying Harry's trunk and Hedwig's cage, and looking around excitedly.
"How come you didn't tell us who you are, eh, Neville?" said Stan, beaming at Harry, while Ernie's owlish face peered interestedly over Stan's shoulder.
"And a private parlour, please, Tom," said Fudge, pointedly. "Bye," Harry said miserably to Stan and Ern, as Tom beckoned Fudge towards the passage that led from the bar.
"Bye, Neville," called Stan.
Fudge marched Harry along the narrow passage after Tom's lantern, and then into a small parlour.